Welcome. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship here at St. John's Christian Church as we worship the God of all creation, the God who loves us and showered us with the grace and mercy of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In our worship this morning, I pray that you are reminded of God's grace and God's glory, for as we live in a world of change and often turmoil, it is the unchanging nature of Jesus Christ that empowers us to live each day in peace and in joy. I want to make a note about next Sunday. Next Sunday we will celebrate the Sacrament of Communion, and at 8 o'clock we do this every time, but we're going to do it this time at 10:30, where when it comes time to receive the elements, we're going to invite everybody to come forward and receive those elements. So just be mindful of that. And anybody that is unable to come forward will find you in the pew. So be mindful of that of next Sunday at 10:30. And I invite Nancy Root for a Mission a Month moment.
Good morning. I'm here representing Shepherd Circle, which I've been on the board ever since it was created. So the first thing I need to do is say thank you. Thank you, thank you for our St. John's friends, for your prayers and your financial support over the past 21 years. You've heard my spiel many times in the previous years, but Shepherd Circle is changing. In the past, we considered ourselves a long-term rehab, serving those who have experienced crisis after crisis and finally realized that in order to break the cycle, they needed help. Help consisted of a partnership, a shepherd and a sheep working together on financials and day-to-day living skills. However, life isn't what it was 20 years ago. It's difficult to find volunteers who have the time to be trained and work side by side with another individual on a weekly basis. In addition to lack of volunteers, the Shepherd Circle board is aging. All of our board members are 75 years and older. And while we have while we've asked qualified people to join us, we have not had much success. What will happen when our board members are no longer able to govern the organization? Shepherd Circle has been gifted with donations over the years, and while our financial account is somewhat healthy, there remains a need to bring hope to many who feel helpless day to day. The board feels that the money donated to help the good of others should be at work, not sitting tucked away in our bank account. Our goal is now to gift money to an individual or family who are stuck in a rut. We're not talking about rent or utility payments, but rather a bigger one-time barrier that people simply can't get over on their own. Possible projects could range from reinstatement of fees with the Bureau of Workers' Motor Vehicles, or no funds to legalize a divorce, even though the spouse has left years ago, or toilets that no longer flush, or ceilings that have fallen down and there's no funds to do the repair. We want a project where a one-time gift of cash can make a huge difference in somebody's life. Some projects that are currently in the works are: one gentleman, I don't like to say it, but he was very stupid for years. Some years ago, he finally got his act together. He works every day, never misses. He has a nice, supportive wife, but he drives without a driver's license because he owes back fees that he simply can't pay out of his current paycheck. After contacting his employer, his boss had nothing but positive things to say about his work ethic and that he was definitely worth the investment. Another applicant has a college degree but wanted a special certification for work with early childhood development. She needed three different certificates from the state, each costing $200, to make it happen. Mission accomplished. The application for the funding needs references from two individuals in the workplace or community: a boss, a business owner, a pastor, someone who will confirm the individual's needs and character. However, the reference cannot be a relative. The new Shepherd Circle is starting now and will end when our funds are no longer available. Thank you for all your help in the past 21 years.
Morning. We're going to start our worship this morning by reading some scripture together. Please stand with me if you're able. I do encourage you to maybe take a look at this litany of scripture after we've read it all together and maybe just read it to yourselves again. I know when we're first reading something together, you're reading the words, but you're not always really seeing the words, and I think you'll be renewed by these promises that we have here. So this reading comes from Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, and we'll start here. I'll do the leader part, and then you guys can respond under the highlighted bold text there. While at the synagogue on a Sabbath, when handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, Jesus read these ancient words to the people. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. After reading these prophesied words, Jesus said to the people, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. We worship this same Jesus, the Messiah. Our God is the provider of all that we need. Please pray with me. Loving, faithful Father, we open our minds and hearts to you. We open ourselves to your care. Please give us strength and hope. Help us to share it with others. Thank you for your forgiveness and renewal. Please keep us mindful and tuned into you even after we leave this church building. Amen.
Our opening hymns contrast between life without Christ and when we choose to accept Jesus. We can sing "Jesus, I Come," found on page 6 in your bulletin, and then "I'd Rather Have Jesus" on page 7.
Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come to thee.
And since we have Jesus, let us share the peace of Christ with each other.
My children have already come up. Any more kids want to come up? Good, Ryan's coming, good. One more. All boys today. Okay, good, all right. Oh, we've got one girl coming on her way. Good job. Our scripture today comes from Luke 19, and I call this little bit of scripture a little man with a big problem. Now, I need your help today, and I'm going to ask all these people for help, too. When I raise my hand, I want you to say, "Oh, no." We're going to practice. We're going to get it right the first time, everybody. Are we ready? Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Okay, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and everybody considered him to be a bad, bad person.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, he was. When people came to pay their taxes, they not only paid their taxes, but he added some more that they would have to pay, and he would put that money in his pocket. He was a very, very greedy man. Oh, yes, he was. And probably because of that, he probably didn't have very many friends. But Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming to town. Well, the whole town of Jericho was abuzz. They couldn't wait to see this man, Jesus. They had heard so much about him. They heard about all of his miracles he was performing. They probably thought maybe they could see some of those miracles. He raised a dead man to life.
Oh, no.
He did. He also made a blind man see again.
Oh, no.
He did it, no doubt about it. So, Zacchaeus went down to see Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus had a problem. He was a very short man. And when he stood to look at the road where Jesus was coming down, he couldn't see over the heads of the people who were standing in front of him. But he was determined he was going to see Jesus. So he looked around, and he saw a sycamore tree close by. And he climbed up in that tree, and he could look over the heads of all the crowd of people who were standing in front of him. Well, here comes Jesus down the road. And believe it or not, Jesus stops right at that tree. And he looks up and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house." How would he know Zacchaeus' name? He'd never met him before. And he was going to come to his house? Well, you can imagine how quickly Zacchaeus climbed down that tree. But the crowd of people around Zacchaeus and Jesus started to say to Jesus, "Jesus, what are you thinking? You're going to the home of a sinner?" Do you think Jesus was upset by that? Jesus was used to hanging around sinners. That was nothing new for him. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus had a good heart. And Zacchaeus changed his heart. Because Zacchaeus, once he met Jesus, said, "Jesus, I'm going to give half of the money I have to help the poor people. And everybody that I stole money from, I'm going to give them back four times the money I took." He was a little man. He had a big problem. His problem was sin. But once he met Jesus, his whole life changed. And once we meet Jesus, our lives change too. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for these wonderful kids up here. I so appreciate their help all the time. And we thank you for the story of Zacchaeus and his changed heart. It gives us courage and incentive to know that our hearts can also change. Thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings. Amen. Thanks, kids.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. We gather, O Lord, we gather in honor of you, our Heavenly Father, our Creator and our Redeemer and our Sustainer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, what a blessing it is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. What a blessing to have faith in your Son. A faith that gathers us together. A faith that changes hearts. A faith that changes people. A faith that is strong and secure upon your holy word. And Lord, in the changing nature of the world, where there is turmoil, where there is greed, where there is hatred and violence, where there are natural disasters, where there are human errors, Lord, we thank you for the unchanging nature of Jesus Christ. And we pray that in this hour, and in this day, in the days to come, we would honor Jesus. We would honor you. Seeking to repent from any of our sins, to turn away from that lifestyle, to turn away from any vices that keep us from you in a holy and righteous way. That in our daily walk, we would glorify you. And in our words and in our actions and our sharings and our conversations, we would be that voice. We would be that light of Jesus in the world today to draw others to you. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of the church. We thank you for the ministry of St. John's. We pray for the church to be a witness of that light and that boldness in the communities where those churches are. That collectively, as the universal Christian church, we would glorify you and praise your holy name. Lord, this day, as we have a lengthier list of concerns, Lord, we pray for Barbara Chapman as she has entered into hospice care. We pray your blessing upon Chrissy and David and all of Barbara's family. Lord, we pray that Barbara would know your peace. We pray for a spirit of peace, a spirit of joy, a spirit of endurance for Chrissy and David and the family. Lord, we thank you for Jody Belts. She's making it better and better each week as time goes by. We pray for Denise and Justin Beck as she continues to go through the aspect of figuring out the best ways to treat her cancer. We're grateful that Steve is recovering well at home, and pray your blessing upon him and Debbie. And Lord, we lift up to you Rylan Hunt. That little child will have skull surgery tomorrow, who we've been praying about for a couple of weeks. We pray for the surgeons and the team that will be taking care of Rylan. We pray for her parents and for great-grandmother Gloria and all the family. Lord, may your will be revealed in that young child's life. We continue to pray for Dan and for Braden, and we pray for Chloe and for Josie as they deal with their health situations. We thank you for the strength that they are receiving and pray your blessing upon them. And in Christ, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Good morning.
As we walk in earthly form, in your shelter from the storm, to your life we all conform, living in the world. But though the darkness can surround, in your light we all abound, to your truth which we have found. Living in the world. God of life, God of love, God of hope in Christ above, Father, in your Son do we abide. We await your holy reign. Cherish life in your domain. But for now, we must remain living in the world. Son of God, Son of Man, life to all who understand. Jesus, in your word do we abide. Precious blood you shed for me, Father's love revealed through thee. In our hearts, for now you'll be living in the world, living in.